Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio by Calaveras County Sheriff Rick DiBasilio. Sheriff DiBasilio, the next thing I want to ask you about is just general crime trends right now. You know, what are you noticing in Calaveras County?
Well, since 2015, our general crimes have actually gone down. I pulled some statistics the other day going back to 2015, and they have gone down. The only thing that we did see was in the middle of 2016, we saw a little uptick in armed robberies, and I think that was because our marijuana industry was so fresh. And we had, like we had talked about earlier, folks coming in from out of the area to rip off the marijuana, the illegal marijuana growers that were in the county. But other than that, generally, our petty thefts, our burglaries, those types of things, grand thefts, they've all actually gone down.
Related to marijuana, the driving under the influence of marijuana, is that still a challenging thing to identify?
It is. I know CHP has offered up to all departments the ability to send guys to the CHP to get trained in a drug recognition awareness program. So we're in the process of doing that, as I'm sure a lot of other departments are. State of California initiated this marijuana program, Prop 64, without giving us the tools to deal with that. As we know, if you blow a .08, you're considered impaired for driving and you can go to jail for that. There's no standard right now for marijuana. The drug recognition program will hopefully get some of these folks off the streets, but it doesn't tell us whether they're impaired. It just tells us that they're under the influence. And there's a difference as far as taking it to the courts and having it getting a conviction on whether they were driving under the influence.
I realize this is a naive question, but is it just as dangerous to drive under the influence of marijuana as opposed to alcohol?
Absolutely. It absolutely is. Your reaction times are slower. That's what marijuana does, and that's what alcohol does. It slows your reaction times down. So it is absolutely just as dangerous as being under the influence of alcohol.
In Tuolumne County, I know the sheriff's office has been involved with creation of like a homeless task force and looking at homeless issues. Is homelessness a big issue in Calaveras County?
Well, it depends on what you consider big. We do have homeless people in the county. We actually had some panhandling going on for quite a while by some of these homeless people, and we've put a stop to that in some of our bigger areas down like in the Valley Springs area. We do have homeless people. The ones that I've dealt with personally out on the streets, they choose to be homeless, and there's no law against being homeless. It's just that they end up staying on private properties, and they cause the citizens concern because they see these people out walking around. But there is no law against it. We don't have a homeless shelter. Tuolumne County has one, Amador County has one, but they're full of their occupants. So we're working on finding some other type of facilities to help these folks out with. I have a person in one part of the county that I'm going to be working with to see if they won't assist with our homelessness. Again, the problem is, a lot of these guys don't want to be, guys and gals, don't want to live in a house. They like their lifestyle. During the marijuana growing season that we had in past, we saw an uptick in homelessness because people were coming in for the growing season and whatnot. But now that we have the ban, I don't think we'll see that uptick like we did last year.
On the issue of search and rescue, what kind of challenges do you see in Calaveras County when the search and rescue team is dispatched?
We actually have a fantastic search and rescue program, and we have just picked up a second drone that we can utilize for our search and rescue programs. As you well know, there was a search last week up in Bear Valley for our missing skier, and we did utilize our drone up there for that. The camera systems that they have, the technology is just absolutely phenomenal. Search and rescue is moving forward. They do some great training. They do fast water rescues. Obviously, we have a lot of guys that are certified in avalanche climbing and rappelling. So our search and rescue program is one of the most top-notch, I think, in the state.
When they bring in the big helicopters for search and rescue, and you mentioned you have the drone now, can the drone get into some areas where the helicopters may not be able to?
Absolutely. Those drones can fly real close to the ground. They're a lot more maneuverable around trees. So, for instance, we have our a missing skier. That drone can get in and zoom in around the tree wells So they are very useful, and they can fly in some weather that a helicopter might not be able to. And again, we're not putting pilots at risk at that point.
How is staffing right now for the sheriff's office?
We're doing pretty good. We've got about 49 guys on patrol, or not on patrol, but in the sheriff's office. I've got 4 guys in the academy right now that are getting ready to graduate in July. And we're looking at putting between 5 and 10 more into another academy in the latter part of July. So our numbers are coming up. The board and our HR department has been phenomenal in assisting us and getting that word out and in recruiting, and our retainment has gone up. I think we're retaining more people, and a lot of that is because we're hiring from within the county. We're getting a lot of folks from within the county that are wanting to work with the sheriff's office, which is great because they're homegrown and they have roots here and they want to stay here. So it's a good thing.
Before we know it, the fire season will be back again in the state of California and the mother load. You know, you were not sheriff during the Butte fire, but I know you were very active with the sheriff's department. Has there been, you know, much learned from the Butte fire, and are you gearing up for this upcoming fire season?
There was a lot learned. Our OES program has been shifted over to our CAO's office, to administration. So they're now in charge of it. We are still first responders. We work with fire hand in hand. So we're still going to be very much involved in this. But the overall program now runs underneath the CAO's office.
We're coming towards the close of this weekend's Motherload Views. We have a couple minutes left. Anything else keeping you very busy these days?
Life in general is keeping me busy. We are, the sheriff's office as a whole is moving forward. There's an election coming up in June, so we're looking at that. I think that the sheriff's office is going in the right direction, and I hope to continue in this position to keep the direction that it is going for the citizens of the community.
Also, how's the new jail these days?
New jail is great. We're doing some extra repairs. We had a little bit of water issues with all the heavy rains and stuff, but we're getting that taken care of. We're working on getting our staffing levels up a little bit higher in there, again, with the help of the Board of Supervisors and our HR department. It's unfortunate, but it's good that we actually have people that will turn themselves into our jail because they want to do their time in our jail because our cook is so great. But overall, the jail's working very well, and it's a fantastic facility. It's very nice.
I know one thing that's been discussed at Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors meetings looking ahead to the new jail that's going to be constructed off near Old Warts Ferry Road is how much it's going to cost in future years compared to the past jail. I know it's nice having the ability to have more inmates stored at the jail and housed at the jail. Has it been a challenge to balance the budget now as sheriff?
It hasn't been too bad. We actually have a contract with Amador County, so they will ship us inmates when they get over capacity. So that helps supplement some of the costs. So we're not having a problem with it right now at all. It's working out very well.
Well, we've been talking with Sheriff Rick DeBasilio on this weekend's Motherload Views. It's been a good experience then, your first couple of years as sheriff?
Absolutely, and I look forward to continuing.
Well, thank you for coming in, and we look forward to talking to you again down the road.
Thank you, BJ. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Again, we thank Sheriff Rick DeBasilio from Calaveras County for being our guest on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen. I'm your host. We'll be back next week with more of Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.